Just about every month for the past year and a half, we've shared listener-generated creativity in a series we call Vocal Impressions. Our series asks you, our listeners, to write in with what comes to mind when you hear the voices of famous or infamous people. This week is the final installment of our series. Here to share the results is our master of ceremonies, Brian McConaughey.
Hello again. And from our last batch of voices, Marlon Brando, Carol Channing, Senator Joe Lieberman, and Dave Matthews, there were no overriding themes for Brando or Matthews. For Carol Channing, it was cigarettes, and for Joe Lieberman, it was tedium. So we'll begin with Marlon Brando.
So what happens? He gets the title shot outdoors in a ballpark, and what do I get? A one-way ticket to Palookaville. You was my brother, Charlie. You should have looked out for me a little bit.
John Hurdy says he sounds like the snake explaining to Eve outside the garden what just happened. Adele Satterwhite declares he sounds like testosterone on a stick.
You're a cheap, lousy, dirty, stinking mug! And I'm glad what I've done to you!
Daphne Case thinks Marlon Brando sounds like an itch that shouldn't be scratched in public, but is. Jerry Grimm believes Brando sounds like a slow waltz on the beach in your socks.
See, when we first met you and me, you thought I was common. Well, how right you was, I was common as dirt.
And our next voice was Carol Channing.
A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Beth Blatter thinks she sounds like a gaggle of schoolgirls on an amusement park teacup ride. Liz Gallant says Carol Channing sounds like the Keebler elf's wife who chain smokes. Ellen White states her voice is the slow leak from the last balloon on New Year's morning. Lindsay Osborne declares she sounds like the scary lady with the stinky perfume who always wants to pinch your cheek.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
And our next voice in the group was Senator Joe Lieberman.
I want to congratulate John Kerry and John Edwards on the victories that they have won today.
Greg Pine suggests he sounds like a flat tire on a Segway. For Tess Wilson, he's a soggy brown paper bag. Tim Rossiter thinks Joe Lieberman sounds like a turtle standing on a stack of telephone books.
But am I proud of what we stood for in this campaign? You bet I am.
Susan Edwards says he sounds like a grease stain on a new silk blouse. And Jamie Dennis shares, whenever I hear him speak on serious issues, I hear the voice of Max White, the father character on Alf, reprimanding Alf for trying to eat the family cat, Lucky. And our last voice, Dave Matthews. James Rogers offers, his voice is like brushing against a brick wall in a heavy wool sweater. Krista Burzak believes, he sounds like a one-night stand you still smile about years later.
These crimes between us grow deeper.
Rex Thomas says, Dave Matthews sounds like old fishing gear discovered at a yard sale. Dave Sennett offers, he sounds like someone trying to whisper a secret to you but can't quite get the volume right. And lastly, Megan Callahan says, his voice is the sticky sweetness of a ripe peach that runs down your arm when you take a bite. And that concludes the voices for the month of May. To read more of your inventive replies, please go to the website npr.org and type in vocal impressions. And I thought we'd depart this special stage with the phrase that started it all from Mary McConaughey. She described Ella Fitzgerald's voice as diamonds dipped in caramel.
When dawn comes to waken me, you're never there at all. I know you've forsaken me till the shadow.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.